Welcome back to another episode of Separate But Equal Podcast. I guess today's episode is going to be sponsored by Backwoods, where you get more stems in a pack of fucking five. God damn, bro. This motherfucker right here, I had five. I could use two. Two of them.
Are you still complaining about Backwoods?
I am, but let me explain why. Because I tried to switch over to Fronto leaves. The shit tastes like trash, bro. I can't get past the taste. It's disgusting.
It's natural.
It's natural and it's nasty. So I'm good on that. But
do you smoke the flavor Backwoods though? Because I like the originals.
The only ones I smoke now are the sweet aromatics because they have the least amount of stems. And then flavors is pointless because I rinse them off anyway, so I don't really get the flavor.
You know what? That's a good point. The sweet aromatics do have less stems, it seems like. Why is that? That's weird.
I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. I've been trying to figure it the fuck out, but I don't know why.
But they not as dark. Like, I like the original ones as darker brown, but they
these are much lighter, but I'll take a light bright with no stems over a dark hole with a bunch of stems.
Damn.
Nigga, shut the fuck up. What'd you do for 4th of July? What did you do for National Barbecue Day?
Now, is that what it is? I thought it was Independence Day.
Who's Independence? America. My Independence America. Day is on the 19th of June.
We celebrating the white man's independence on the 4th. So we, you know, I said, and I'm not a fireworks person, but I did set off some fireworks with my niggas. And I just ate for real. Like, I ain't do too much, honestly.
That's why I say it's National Barbecue Day, because we just be, since I was a young one, you feel me? It was just a barbecue. It was a block party. It was no, like, sense of American pride until I got into school. And that's when they teach you that the 4th of July is about Independence Day, blase, blase. And then as you get older and you start realizing the bullshit, some people will realize who the fuck is really independent? Who is it for? Like, what is this holiday for?
Coming up, it wasn't like, because I ain't gonna lie, like 4th of July, I do remember, like, I've always had something. Like, this year, I didn't, but I usually wear red, white, and blue in some way, shape, or form. It's gonna be wherever I'm eating at, they probably gonna have red, white, and blue something. You know what I'm saying? Ain't like niggas saying the Pledge of Allegiance, but it's still.
Yeah, I was never that nigga that wore red, white, and blue on the 4th of July. Not even when I was younger. I don't have no pictures in no American flag apparel. No,
not American flag apparel, nigga. I'm talking about just like a white tee, so maybe so like
nah. To be so honest, bro, I wish there was a picture of me looking like that, but no.
Some Olympic Nikes or something, like, yeah, just something American.
The way I grew up, bro, it was 4th of July was fireworks and we barbecue and are having a block party.
Okay. Well, hey, I mean, it's still a celebration. I just feel like, I don't know. It's sad because I didn't do much, but I feel like I did more than I did for Juneteenth.
Ain't that a shame?
And I feel like most niggas is like that. Because think about how many people must have been a sale on fireworks. Everybody and their mama had fireworks.
And it's a much longer established holiday than Juneteenth is anyway. Niggas just found out about Juneteenth.
That's true.
So I understand why motherfuckers truly didn't know what to do for Juneteenth and come 4th of July. You know, we barbecuing, we popping off fireworks. But to go to our last podcast, that's what you were saying. You said we need to come up with like a tradition. That we do on Juneteenth so that the kids coming up, just like I knew that the 4th of July honestly was about barbecuing and fireworks. I need kids to know what are we doing for Juneteenth. But hit them with the education first. Then give me something gimmicky to do.
We need fireworks. That's what we got to do. Start doing fireworks.
Fireworks on Juneteenth. You know, we need a black-owned firework company.
No, see, now you
can. Yeah, see, look at that. Imagine that.
It don't exist. Just buy it from
exactly. It doesn't exist. So who out there listening is going to come out with their own firework line? Imagine the different names we could have, bro.
Hey, wasn't it a ban on fireworks out there?
In Vegas?
Wildfires? Yeah.
Shit, I don't know. Where do you find that shit out at?
I know. I seen it on the news. I read about California, but I think parts of Vegas too, because as far as like personal use, they didn't want people doing a bunch of fireworks because they ain't want no wildfires.
I mean, that makes sense. You feel me? A goddamn anything out here in Vegas will start a fire. You throw a goddamn cigarette out here and rocks, bro, you're going to set the rocks on fire. That's how dry we are.
Because it's already 116 degrees. So.
Exactly. And everything out here, bro, goes up. So that makes sense. But niggas don't listen. I'm telling you, from about 5 a.m. on the 4th of July till about 5 a.m. the next fucking day, we heard fireworks all through the Las Vegas Strip. Everybody, and it was also the first 4th of July after COVID, so niggas was just out. we was out here having a good time.
Yeah, they was lit, everybody. And that's probably what it was here, because it was so smoky in the city, man.
Smoke in the city, bro.
Everybody, the suburbs, the hood, everybody.
Bro, you know where I'm at. I'm up here in, I'm about to say some disrespectful shit. I'm up here in Summerlin, and they even had a block party. Lighting a little fireworks. My pops came out the house. You feel me? It was good for him to get out the house and hang out and talk with the neighbors and shit like that. But yeah, they had a little something together. I told this nigga, I said, "Daddy, you 73, not 37. He was out till midnight, bro, drinking beers, talking it up. They hanging out at the fireplace. And I came out there. I said, "Let's go, player. You get inside the goddamn house. That's it's midnight.
Good, that's good. He got to get out. And yeah. But you know what that is? That's America. That's what the 4th is about, is America. Everybody just talking and being peaceful for a second, regardless of your skin.
Right, because I'm going to be honest, we was the only flies in the buttermilk out there, but I know where I'm at right now. I know where I'm
you
at.
You act like you 60 years old. Did you just say flies and buttermilk?
I was the only fly in the buttermilk, brother. Me that and my crazy. Pops, it is. It was about 25 of us out there, and
no, I'm saying the fact that you're 23, 24 years old.
Don't play me, son. I'm 25.
Okay, but you're still too young to talk about flies and buttermilk.
Shut up. I'm 25 going on 52, bro. I'm telling you, I'm not meant for this generation of young niggas.
I feel you. It's crazy out here.
It really is.
That's why I don't want to be around niggas. After a certain while, my friends got too drunk. It was guns start coming out. I said, okay.
Yep, it's time to go back in the house. I'm trying to live to the next 4th of July.
Everybody mental health ain't too tight.
Bruh.
Be around motherfuckers too long.
Bruh. Speaking of mental health, before we start talking about people's mental health, let me just talk about the dogs' mental health out there, y'all. Goddamn fireworks going off. Got my pit bull breaking out her cage, running upstairs under the bed, bro. We got to bring awareness to the dogs, you feel me? We got to bring awareness to these
people. People with dogs be having fireworks.
These dogs be going crazy, bro. They don't know what be going on. And I saw this meme, bro. It shit took me out. It was a picture of like this little sad ass dog, right? And it was like, don't forget that on this day, there's little furry animals that need our help. And then somebody underneath commented, "Is it the same motherfucker that be barking all night long?" Bruh.
That's a good ass point, though. You
feel me? One day out of the year, y'all can suffer, because I know three dogs in my neighborhood that do not shut up. And I think their owners know it because they leave them outside.
The sad part is, you say one day out of the year, this shit, at least where I'm at, this shit about to go on for this next week. It was going on before the 4th, and niggas about to keep popping shit for the rest of this week.
Ain't that crazy? We didn't pop fireworks for the 4th of July. I mean, I'm sorry, for Juneteenth. But for 3 and 4 days, we celebrating. What didn't even celebrating, honestly. Niggas just want to pop crackers, firecrackers, that is.
But that's American shit. We just want to shoot shit. We want to blow shit up and shoot shit.
I guess so. I guess fucking so. But I do know that this time of the year isn't all, you know, popping fireworks and celebrating for a lot of people, especially the ones that went to the military and fought for this country, bro. A lot of that shit be triggering PTSD. I know I work with a couple of people that it triggers their PTSD. You feel me? They can't come to work that day because we on a strip and they popping off fireworks and that shit triggers them, which is something I didn't even think about. Like, you feel me? Something as a young kid, all you want to do is go outside and watch the fireworks. But then you got these grown ass adults. Not, they ain't even got to be fully grown. You feel me? But like, you got people who went to the military, came back, and they can't even enjoy fireworks because that shit triggers some shit.
Yeah, that triggers a lot for them. Those explosions and shit, mm-hmm. being in war, that's a whole nother animal.
Right.
I respect it. But see, and that's another thing about American holidays like that. It's like, I kind of feel like I got to celebrate it just off the strength. Like, regardless of all the racial shit, and we know it wasn't for us, yada, yada, yada. We still reap the benefits of the military. You know what I'm saying? Like, We reap the benefits of our soldiers. Like, there's so many people that go to war and then died, and for us to be able to just do what the fuck we want to do.
Well, maybe one day I can rewire my brain, or maybe it'll naturally happen to where I can look at how far we've come instead of how far we have to go. Unfortunately, that's just where my brain goes to. Instead of celebrating shit, I'm looking at, look at where we're at right now. That's just where my brain automatically goes, bro. Like I said, one day I'll be able to sit back and go, wow, look at all of this around me. But right now I'm sitting around going, wow, look at this shit around me.
So are you able to enjoy the festivities, or are you thinking the whole time, like, why are we celebrating this shit?
It's a 50-50, to be honest with me. Like, I can sit there and be high as a kite and watch the fireworks. Yay. It's a distraction from the bullshit that is, which was taught to us about American independence. Juneteenth is the day that we honestly, as Americans, should be celebrating freedom. If you really want to think about that, not a day that celebrates some Americans' freedoms.
Shit, majority.
Majority of what?
Americans' freedoms.
No, some.
Majority.
Some, because you have blacks who are being attacked. You have Asians being attacked. You have Mexicans being attacked in this country for the color of their skin and their race. So you have some freedoms for some people.
I don't agree with that.
I know. But tell me why you don't agree with that. Because we wouldn't need a bill for Asians if they were free from attacks and hate.
But listen, this is what I'm saying. All I said was most people's freedom, because the majority is white. So, and of European descent. And that was the whole thing with 4th of July, was it represents our independence as a nation from Europe, from Britain. So at the time, was there slavery? Absolutely. Was it written for us black people to be free? No. But it wasn't no motherfucking Mexicans. It wasn't like, no. I can't just give everybody credit and shit. No. 4th of July is for white people. Is really for white people, but we still benefit from what this country does, like having a strong military and all that other shit.
We can agree to disagree. But like I said, one day I'm going to get to the point where I can look at the good and shit and not always overthink the other shit.
I'm not trying to brush it off, like, you know, but it's...
I agree with what you said. Like, it is for white people, and white people are the majority. So, yes, in that sense... 4th of July. That's why I say Juneteenth should be a celebration of actual freedoms.
I wonder too, back in the day, do you think they like was the slaves celebrating 4th of July? You think maybe like that was the day they probably had to work or something? You know what I'm saying?
When the fuck? Shut up, nigga.
I just wonder, because at what point did we start celebrating?
That was my question right there. I don't even know when the 4th of July like started. When was celebrations for 4th of July started?
July 4th, 1776 is when we got our independence from Britain. So from then till now, I don't know when it became a thing for niggas, but right. I would assume that it was a thing for even the slaves then, just for the simple fact, and not like fireworks and shit, but just a day where they might not have had to work or work as hard, or the master was nicer.
They probably worked harder.
No, but listen, but it's just like a Sunday. Like in the South, like Sundays, you know, it wasn't no work on Sundays. That was the day where they could eat their chitlins and chicken and all that shit, and maybe have a wedding, whatever the case, whatever you could do. Mm-hmm. It's a fucked up representation, but it's still a representation of like a celebration.
So right, the crumbs.
Maybe we stuck with it and it just became a thing. So then over the years, when we got access to fireworks and all that shit, we just go right along with it.
Yeah, I guess so. Herd mentality is a motherfucker, ain't it?
Yeah.
July 8th of 1776, one year later, on July 4th, 1777, Philadelphia marked Independence Day in Congress, and the celebrating with bonfires, bells, and fireworks. So 77 is when they started fireworks. I didn't know fireworks was that fucking old. 1777.
Bro, we done had cannons and guns.
You right. That's some shit.
They been having weapons. That's how they enslaved us.
I said, damn, fireworks in 1777.
White people like blowing shit up.
Yeah.
Wasn't coming up with cannons and fireworks and gunpowder.
Nigga, we don't know that. We was coming out with goddamn traffic stop signs, traffic lights, nigga.
Compare that to a motherfucking gun or a firework or some shit.
Shut the fuck up. You don't know who all, you don't know who all was involved in inventing that shit.
You're right.
I know I'm right, damn it, because a lot of them stole our ideas and ran with it.
You're just triggered.
No. Listen.
4th of July, any white celebration triggers your mental health.
It really does, bro.
Why?
It really does. It really does, and I'm gonna get to the point where it doesn't trigger my mental fucking health, bro. But I've been working on my mental health. I've been meditating more. I've been focusing on my goddamn breathing, because I was talking to my dad's doctor, right? And it's crazy because 45% of adults, this is a statistic she gave me. Now, nigga, take the statistic as you want. But she said 45% of black men between the ages of 18 and 29 are depressed. I said, well, I'm not in that shit because I'm not depressed. But, you know, that could mean went through a depressive state, is currently depressed. I don't know how the fuck they took this damn study. But she said, as a black man, right, as a black man, the traumas that you go through lead to certain things causing your depression. Now, if you look at the black ailments that we as black people get at a higher rate than white people in other races, high blood pressure, heart attack, heart disease, cancer, diabetes, those are all stress-related diseases. So when you think back to when, you know, you felt some type of way, and our generation or our culture always tells you to shut the fuck up, be a man about it, bite the bullet, don't go and talk to nobody about it. We killing our fucking selves, bro. We giving ourselves the very diseases that, you know, they say, oh, it's just innately, that's just what that's what comes with being black. You're gonna have high blood pressure. But can you cause it? Can you do things to lessen that chance of you getting it?
Absolutely.
And I think that's gonna start with mental health, checking your mental health before your physical health. Because the physical health is the diabetes, working out, making sure that your blood pressure is right. But what triggers those issues is your mental.
But see, a lot of times, you know, like you just said, you're not depressed or whatever, right? And I can't tell somebody they're depressed, but I feel like a lot of us are. It's just you, because it's not like, all right, right now, as we're talking in this current moment, you might not feel any signs of depression. But throughout the day, throughout the week, throughout the month, niggas experience depression. I feel like it's just a human thing. But I do agree with, you know, us as black people. Yeah, we stress and we train to stress and not like show emotion, especially men, not show emotion,
right?
Like just fight through it, be tough, all that shit. So at this point, because now I can look back at when I was 16, 17 and be like, damn, I was really depressed. I was really fucked up. But at that time, I didn't feel depressed.
Right.
I wasn't sitting around saying, oh, I'm depressed, so I'm gonna do this or decide.
And then with that feeling,
now
though,
that I'm older, I could reflect and be like, okay, yeah, that was some depressing shit. Like that was just that was an action based on my emotion at that time.
Right, right. And at that time, do you think you could have gone to anybody? Who you think you could have gone to talk about your depression?
Oh, at that time, no, hell no. Even now, now it's better because I can have conversations. Like, I just had a conversation last night and a few nights before that with two different friends that just pulled up on me randomly. And I thought at the end of the conversation, it was dope because it was like, these, like, my niggas who, like, my niggas, like, I never would even, like, I never seen them vulnerable. So it's like, to hear them talk, and I'm talking to them, and it's just like, damn, like niggas is really grown and have these. Because even in the conversation, I was telling one of my niggas, like, you need therapy, and he was saying, this is therapy, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, exactly.
Like, you trust me enough to come pull up on me and talk to me, and we can be transparent. I said, damn, this is therapy, like,
yeah, it's fellowship, it's fellowship, it's brotherhood. It is therapy, and that's something that I definitely see a lot happening more in our generation that didn't happen in the generations that came before us. But we're talking to each other more, and in talking to each other more, we're finding out, damn, you going through the same shit I'm going through, maybe being a different version, a different time, a different chapter in your life, but we all pretty much going through the same shit and trying to keep it to ourselves instead of just talking about it and then figuring out a solution to get past the shit.
Well, you know what, though? I figured out I kind of figured out the sauce, man. I figured out the secret sauce to all this shit.
Let a nigga know.
Listen. Mm-hmm. That's it. Just listen. Because even when I was having them conversations with my friends, it's like I can relate to certain things. Some things worse, some things better, whatever. I can relate and I understand and I feel you. Mm-hmm. But I can't. Like, even when I went to therapy the one time, like, she can't tell me, oh, do this exactly, and it's going to fix your brain, right, and fix how you feel and all this stuff. Like, the best thing you can do is just listen. A motherfucker want to talk to you, like, that's the best thing you can do is listen, because you letting them let it out.
Right.
Once it's let out, then they can kind of move with a clearer mind. It ain't going to fix everything, but.
That's true. You know. And listen to yourself as well, you feel me? Like, I got a motherfucking journal where I will just write some shit down, or I'll write shit down in my phone, and I've realized that listening to other people at times can be a detriment. It can be a positive thing. It can really help you in a lot of situations. But in my personal situations, at the end of the day, you know you better than anybody else. And so I've been taking my own personal advice a little bit more, because in listening to other people and getting other people's advice, these are just, to me, other options, other ways of going about things. So far, that helps. But at the end of the day, my gut feeling is always right in the end. So listening to yourself, definitely, bro.
You know what, though? That's hard. That's hard, because I feel like we know that as people, but we always make the wrong or the worst decision when it comes to us. Like, we can always tell another motherfucker what they should do.
Right.
We be in the exact same situation.
Yep.
Especially if it's like love emotions involved, right, and shit, right, like that. Yeah, we do the dumbest shit.
And that shit be blowing my mind, because I could sit here and give my homies the best fucking advice. And I sit here, and when I'm telling them this, I know I'm talking to myself. Because it's crazy. Like, you can't, you always say, I can never take my own advice. I can never take my own advice. But in mentoring, in being low-key a little therapist for some of my homies, you feel me? I'm becoming a therapist to myself. I'm realizing things about myself in talking. So listening, talking, all of that, bro. All of that. Fellowship, brotherhood, mentorship, that's all going to help us in the end. Listening, we're going to also find out what we all fuck with, you feel me? And in a grander scheme of things, me and one of my security guards at work, we're just talking about different things that we should be doing, you know, as a whole in the community. If we all keeping our ideas to ourselves and not talking and listening to each other, we'll never move forward with those ideas.
What do you mean ideas, though?
Ideas when it comes to anything, bro, whether it's investment ideas, whether it's business ideas, whether it's ideas about what you're doing at work. Just if you're not talking to each other, how will you get those ideas out and find out a common ground in that?
My only thing with that, it get tricky, because niggas, you got to know who you're talking to.
100%.
I'll say
don't
that.
Talk to everybody and anybody. 100%.
That's the hard part.
Right. Figuring out. And I'm an analyst, my nigga. I sit back and analyze before I fully indulge anything. And that comes from motherfuckers crossing me all my life. You feel me? That's crazy. I always feel like people.
Always where it comes from. But that's what make it hard, because you know, like, God damn, like, this nigga did all right. And you might try a female. Oh, damn, a female. Damn,
yep.
Okay, damn, let me, black person, they did it. White person, they did it. So mm-hmm. It's like, it put in your mind, I can't trust nobody with shit. I can't tell
that,
nobody.
That. I was there until I said, I have to trust the right people. And that's why I created in my head my vetting system. I have my own personal vetting system for motherfuckers who I can trust. And my circle is mad small. And it's small for my protection. I don't got the time. You feel me? That shit is that's a form of my mental health. I cannot trust.
Say, so do you do that to protect your mental health?
100%. Unfortunately, motherfuckers have been people. I always say I hate people. I always say that I can't stand people. I hate people. And I don't hate people. I hate disappointments. Unfortunately, people have been disappointments. So I stay the fuck away from as many as I can. And I keep my circle small. I can imagine somebody listening could say, damn, that nigga depressed.
Yeah, but that is a little bit, because I try to do the same, but I know for 100% fact that you don't really get too far that way. Unless you just got, like, the most solid motherfuckers in your life that can just make everything happen and come true. Like, even those people got to introduce you to people sometimes. You know 100%, what I'm saying?
Yeah. And
so it's kind of, it's weird because it's like you got to kind of at some point just.
You have to. You have to step out on faith. Like you just said, you have to step out on faith and be able to trust folks and allow them to show you who they are. I always like that saying of believe somebody. You know, when they believe someone, they show you who they are the first time. But if you don't allow them to show you who they are, how the fuck can you get there? I'm over the process of trying to find out who people are. So I'm sitting back. I'm taking my time. And I am only 25. So I got a lot of time ahead, a lot of learning to do, a lot of growing to do in people and in myself. But right now at the age of 25, I'm sitting back and getting to know who the fuck I am before I try to figure out who anybody else is.
Mm. I can respect that. Me personally, I do the same thing. I try to stay to myself and just deal with, I compartmentalize people and everything. So I got certain people for certain things I can talk to about certain stuff. And I just kind of keep it that way. Because that helps me protect my mental health. Because I can control outside forces, kind of. What I can't control is just that, you know, sometimes you just wake up and you're just not in the mood. You just feel bad, or something might have happened that puts you in a bad mood. It ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, you know. And it's like it's harder to control my self-inflicted mental health issues, I guess, if that's what you can call them, versus somebody else. Like, I can control outside forces because, shit, I ain't got to answer the phone.
Right. No, I feel that. I've also started working on becoming more solution-based in figuring out who the fuck I am. I figured out that I do a whole lot of complaining and finding a problem. Like, a nigga loves to find the problem, but it's not that fucking easy for me to find the solution to shit. So instead of being problem-oriented, I'm trying to be more of a solution-based. So I can have the problem, but now what I'm doing is I'm bitching in my head, but speaking out positivity or a solution so that I'm not looked at as just a negative motherfucker. I can point out 1,000 problems, you feel me? But where the fuck are the solutions to those problems? And that way of thinking came from my role as a manager right now, is a lot of people come at you with a bunch of problems. And I'm sitting there like, yo, those are valid problems. But what the fuck are you going to do about them?
Yeah, all day you gotta solve problems when you manage that song.
But we as people and individuals can problem solve as well. You know, they keep coming to me with problems, and I'm sitting here like, these are not problems you need me to solve. You just want me to solve them so that you don't have to. So I start telling everybody, if you have a problem, you can come to me and talk to me about it. But with the problem, I want a solution. It can be an idea of a solution. It can be
asking people to that sounds like accountability at the same time. Maybe I'm off, but that sounds like being accountable for the solution, like being accountable for your problem or your issue.
Not at all, because let me give you an example. If you have let me give you an example then. If you think that we could be doing a better job at marketing, you don't think that we're marketing well. We don't have no radio shows. We don't have any billboards. We don't have cards. We don't have this, right? I don't want to just hear that. I also want to hear, I think that maybe we should have, you know, this dispensary has radio commercials. What if we got ads on YouTube? Or what if we got, I want solutions to the problem that you're coming at me with. That's not making you accountable for anything. That's, you have a problem. Cool. Let's hear the problem. Let's work on a solution. Is the solution always right? Not at all.
I don't know if it's a mental health thing. I don't know if it's a race thing. But, you know, niggas just love to tell, like, niggas know everything you should be doing. So I don't even think people care about a solution and shit like that, like, especially at work. Like, they just always.
That's exactly the point I'm getting to.
Like, to complain sometimes.
Yeah.
Like,
so that's the point I'm getting to. Yeah.
You never really know if there's somebody who, like, really has a valid idea, but don't know how to get a solution, or if it's just motherfuckers complaining because they feel like, you know what I'm saying?
And so that's why every time that somebody comes to me with a problem, I say, so what would you like to be done about it? I put the ball back in your court. What would be the solution? And here's the thing, though. If you don't know what the solution is, cool, that's all right. Let's work on it. But nobody is going to come to me with a problem and walk away with the problem. We're going to figure that shit out.
Hey, how many people start figuring out their own solutions? Or do you find that when you proposition them to come with a solution, they just be like, fuck it?
So in the two or three instances that it's happened, right, where I will then ask, so what are we going to do about it? Or what is something that you would like to be done about it? They come, they have the idea already, but what they're coming to me with is like, is this okay? Like, is this all right? The approval of the idea. I fuck with that. Because instead of you taking things into your own hand and making maybe situations worse or whatever, you know, you're coming to the proper protocols, but you have a solution. You're not just coming to me with a problem.
Man, it seems like it's always a problem, man.
Every other day, bro.
But see, that helps. That's another thing that helps my mental health, because I know it's always a problem. It's always something I got to learn. Like, shit happens. It sounds very depressing and pessimistic, but I kind of remind myself that, like, shit happens. It's going to happen. Like, it's just...
I hear that. I do something like that, too. I always say, and this might sound fucked up, too, but I always say it could be worse, right? I could be in a worse situation. The situation I'm talking about could be worse. That's how I also come up with my own solutions, is looking at my situation, whatever the fuck I'm going through right now, could be worse.
100%. It can always be worse. That's something, but see, I kind of got that from like older, my grandparents and shit going to church and stuff. Like, it can always be worse. You got to be grateful for what you got. All the,
yep.
And that's the thing. Yeah. That's the thing. Just staying grateful for what you do got. It's hard though, because you see motherfuckers, and we get caught, everybody get caught up in it at some point at some level, because you always see on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Mm-hmm. You seeing other people your age doing other things. You seeing shit like it's a added pressure to that. Like, damn, I'm not doing enough. I gotta do this. Everybody getting married, having kids, everybody doing this, and it's like, whoa, like that's a whole nother thing.
True. And you know something, it's crazy that working in downtown Vegas constantly, daily humbles the fuck out of me. Unfortunately, downtown Vegas is filled with a bunch of homeless people right now.
I love it though. And I'm going to tell you why it sounds fucked up. But one of my biggest motivating factors when I was there was seeing homeless others. What I mean by homeless others is homeless Asians, homeless white people. I've never seen that. Like in Cleveland, every Asian person is a doctor or they own a nail salon, because it ain't as many as it is out there.
Right.
Every white person is just a regular working class white person. Like, I've never seen a white person in a dumpster until I went to Vegas. Like, that shit made my day, bro. Because I was fucked up. I ain't gonna lie, I was fucked up. I was working temp jobs.
This nigga said it made his day.
No, but listen, I'm keeping 100 with you. I was working temp jobs before I got in the dispensary and all that shit. Like, it was a struggle. So when I would be walking to work and couldn't afford bus fare, it was like, well, damn, it could definitely be worse, because I'm walking past a white dude on the ground in 100 degrees just sitting there with not nothing, nigga.
Yeah,
like,
I hear
barely
that.
A bottle of water.
Right.
So it's like, and then I see a nigga on vacation driving a Bentley down the strip. So it's like, okay, anybody could get it. This shit can happen to anybody.
Yeah,
it's really
a It puts it into perspective for you that it's not a race thing. It's not a, it doesn't look a certain way. You feel me? It can happen to anybody.
But people will never experience that. Like, they just won't. Like, and you gotta, I think moving, for me, that's the biggest, this is a good conversation. This ended up, because you just let me see the solution. Moving around for me, getting different perspectives is what keeps me healthy mentally.
Right.
Because when I see certain things,
That because makes sense, because even with me working on the strip, I see people who come from where they've grown up, and I see how staying where you grew up, staying in that mentality, staying around those same people It forms your way of thinking. So if where you're from, you've had an experience with the race, and that's the only experience you've had because that's the only place you've been, and that's the only experience you've had, I can understand why when you come to Vegas, you think they're all like that. And then you come to Vegas and realize, oh shit, not everybody is like that. So it's moving around, learning new cultures, it is healthy for the mental health, because you get to see things in a different light.
Even whatever you're a part of, like, so like for me, I smoke weed, but in Ohio, coming up from a teenager, like, smoking weed, you feel like a criminal. You're always hiding. You're right. Always, you know what I'm saying? You feel like a criminal. So even just weed culture, being somewhere where it's legal and I could walk past a cop and they just say, hey, how you doing? And I could just smoke long as I ain't disrespect nobody or like blowing smoke at people's face. Like ain't nobody.
Ain't no motherfucking cop ever said, hey, how you doing?
No, I promise to God.
Damn. See, that's why it could be worse because I ain't never got that. God but bless you.
But my thing is, it'd be like on Fremont or something.
Right,
but
right, right.
It's just, it blows my mind because now I'm back and I'm talking to different people. Like one of my little cousins finding himself or whatever. And it's like, dude, I had a gay Mexican manager driving a Benz. Like it's possible for you to get your shit together and do it, but you just don't see that here. So he don't believe it.
Right.
Like he don't believe that he could be himself and
be because of where he's at. It's not acceptable there, but it's acceptable like, so many other places. Yeah.
When I really sit and think about that, it's like, wow, that's so fucked up. Cause I didn't move out to Vegas looking for perspective or no shit. So when it just kind of came because you know, you're in a different environment
and
traveling to other places outside of there, it's just like, oh, life don't gotta be that one way. Like that's why I always, you know how I always say like, oh, well, you could just move.
Right.
Because you can always change that perspective. Like,
right.
And that for me, yeah, you just, I found my answer. That's what traveling.
Traveling, yeah. I've always heard that. I definitely, and from the older generation, right? They always say, move, travel, figure things out. And that's why I'm going to do this shit before I get married. I'm going to travel and do all that shit before. And traveling, that's finding yourself, figuring out what are things that you fuck with, what are things you don't fuck with, you feel me? And traveling is a huge part of that, understanding different cultures and the way different things are, understanding your culture, because Black people in your state aren't the same as Black people in the next state. And so, yeah, traveling, that is a really good answer for a lot of shit. Travel and see the world and get different perspectives on life, you feel me? And then come back to where you're at and see if that shit changed you, what you've learned from the shit. Just in general, my nigga, if you take anything from this podcast, learn. Every day you wake up, try to learn something the fuck else, whether it's about yourself, somebody else, the situation you're in, just try to learn something. Something new. Don't keep learning the same fucking thing. A lot of motherfuckers keep learning the same lesson because they're not doing nothing new. Learn something new. And with that being said, Robert, you got anything else you want to tell the good people?
So it's one thing I want to say. I started to say it one time. I don't know. I'm torn, maybe because I'm a Gemini, but
this
half of me is happy that Bill Cosby's free.
Oh, yeah, Bill Cosby.
The other half is like, I support women, so I don't know. Like, I'm not comfortable. Like, a lot of niggas I know is like, hell yeah, free Bill. I didn't see, like, memes and shit, like, party, you know.
I strictly do it for the people.
What you mean?
Oh, I'm dead. No, that was a joke. This nigga always comes in my shop, right? And he goes, I strictly do it for the people. I do everything I do for the people, and I'm here for the people. I'm like, all right, player. But I don't want to litigate whether I believe Bill Cosby is innocent or guilty. Let me just explain where my brain went. When a nigga got out, I didn't feel any way about it, whether yay or nay. What I thought about was the reason he got out. And he got out on the technicality of the prosecutors. The prosecutors promised him some shit. They reneged on their shit. And the Justice Department said, that's not fair. Release him because you guys went back on your word.
That's real, though.
It's real. And so my brain went to how many of us are currently in jail because a prosecutor promised us some shit, went back on some shit, and now we in jail. That's just where my brain went. I'm not talking but about whether he was guilty or not. No, and that's why I'm not making it about Bill. I'm making it about the system we're in.
Okay.
That's all. And it's not a race thing. It's a class thing. And I'm starting to really understand more how people can say Donald Trump is not a racist. He's a classist. That's a thing. They don't give a fuck that Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby is Black, but he has money. And that's the reason he was able for them, the Justice Department, to sit back and go, oh, we re-looked at it and the prosecutors fucked up. Niggas that don't have money aren't getting that opportunity. Why? Because they don't have money.
I mean, yeah, it's fucked up, but you're going off topic. I was just saying, so are you then happy because of
Black I said what I said. I don't give a damn if he's out or in. That's why I told you where my brain went to. I don't give a fuck about him being out or in.
But what if he is innocent? Because, was he ever found guilty? You know what I don't get? Like, we never get answers. You're right. Niggas with money, we never get answers. Because you know another situation that really bothers me?
What?
What happened to Tory Lanez and Meg Thee Stallion?
Yeah, I wonder. You want to know what happened?
I just noticed because I was on IG and I'm looking through the Explore page. And I've been seeing Tory Lanez recently just pop up. I don't follow him, but I just see him pop up here and there more and more. So it was like, boom, she got shot. He was laying low. Everybody was, you know, for Black women. Like, we need to protect our queens. That's ridiculous. You would do that. Yada, yada, yada. He was, you know, villainized. And then it was like, he was supposed to go to trial because he got arrested. He was out on bond. He was supposed to go to trial. And we just haven't heard a peep. And this nigga is making music now, like a little more loudly with features. And she's still doing her thing. So it's like, I want to stand, like, women, this, I guess, go back to mental health. Because you got to think, it fuck with women's mental health who really going through shit. Right. Like the regular woman without money and all that shit is going through shit, trauma and abuse. And then you open up your phone and you seeing, oh, this woman got shot too. But then now it ain't like a big deal. Now it's like, where are we at? It's like society's just one big mind fuck.
Bruh, back to Bill. Money. They got money. So it disappeared. Nobody talking about it no more. They're two celebrities. Like, they make money.
Really got arrested, though.
Boom.
Got
bro,
arrested for fire.
I agree.
In the foot, and then we just didn't hear shit.
Yep.
Like,
what do you think made that go away, bro?
I don't know. Like,
money.
It blew me.
Money. They both had to decide on something, bruh. They both had to decide on something, whether it was a cease and desist. They both are not talking about it no more. So we stopped talking about it. If Megan was still out there fighting for her fucking left foot, we would be out there fighting for her left foot. But she stopped talking about it. I wonder why.
It's not okay, though.
I'm not saying it's okay, but they've decided it's okay.
Damn.
Hmm. Damn. Money is a motherfucker, bruh. If somebody waved the right amount of money in your face and say, now shut up about your damn foot, make music, come out with a new album, let's stop talking about this. This is negative press. What you think they're going to do? But my foot was shot. Okay.
So
you want to keep talking about it?
Get money and do whatever you want.
Welcome to the music industry in America.
Shit, just everything in America.
Everything in America, bruh. Follow the money. I feel like we always come to the same conclusions at each podcast. And it's sad.
It is sad.
But in the words of Robert, shut up or move.
Bye.
I'm always going to give you that, nigga. Remember, you told me that, not the other way around.